Hi there, and welcome to this computerweekly.com podcast on cloud storage, data protection, and compliance. My name's Anthony Adshead. I'm storage editor with Computer Weekly. And with me today, I have Mathieu Gorge, who is CEO of Vigitrust. Good morning, Mathieu.
Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And the first question I've got for you today, Mathieu, is what threats to legal and regulatory compliance does storing data in the cloud pose for organizations? Over to you.
So I think that the first issue here is that we've got more and more data in the cloud and less data on premise. And that kind of makes sense from an operational and financial perspective. However, from a contractual, legal, and compliance perspective, that brings up a number of challenges. Where is our data? Who owns the data? How is it backed up? Is it actually backed up? Is it stored in a legal and compliance manner? Is it stored in the right place? So we know right now with all the geopolitical risks that if you, for instance, had data in Russia, as Western assets are being taken over by the Russian government, you actually lose that data. Even if you have a backup, the Russian government now would have a copy of that data. So we're seeing more and more companies doing tabletop exercises, trying to understand where the data is and what would they do if they needed to exit a country. So the main challenge is really to understand how many cloud providers you have. Can you trust them? Do you have the right contracts with them? And do you actually know where your data is residing? And unfortunately, most companies struggle with that. They don't necessarily totally understand their ecosystem. And the reason for that is it's just so easy to start a new cloud system somewhere. And that's why it's so popular. But the issue arising out of that is that you don't necessarily have control over the data that's in the cloud. You don't know if it's backed up the right way. And from a data protection and compliance perspective, that becomes a bit of a nightmare.
Excellent. Thanks, Mathieu. And the next question is, what are the implications of these threats for backup and data protection in particular? Over to you again.
So the implications are that you may lose some data, you may not be able to retrieve the data, you may not be able to access the data, and or third parties that are not authorized may be able to access the data instead of you and copy it. And so what you should bear in mind is that depending on where you reside and depending on the type of data that you take, whether it's credit card holder data, protected health information, any type of PII, you have requirements under the law and under various regulations to protect that data. So you need to be able, for instance, to say that you're in compliance with, say, PCI or HIPAA or GDPR or whatever. And the challenge with that is that you can only do that if you know where your data is based and if you've classified the data and if you've mapped out who has access to data under what conditions. One of the good things about cloud is that it's reasonably well, monitored by regulators and by various associations. So for instance, you've got ENISA, the European Network and Information Security Agency, which is really active on providing cloud protection guidelines. You've got the Cloud Security Alliance, which is very good with the Cloud Security Matrix, which is a very good framework in order to start protecting your data in the cloud. And every year they actually do an event at RSA, the biggest security conference in the world, called the Cloud Security Summit. And then you also have CMMC from the US government, which is really around anybody dealing with government for the dealing with data in the cloud for government, and it's a very good framework. It allows you to map out your data storage, to map out to classify the data, and to demonstrate that you have the right security levels and the right compliance levels for cloud. So I suppose on balance, there's no shortage of help to manage data in the cloud and compliance for your data in the cloud. The challenge is really trying to map out the data, because it doesn't really matter what framework you use or what technical solution you use. You need to know where the data is. And there's so much data in the cloud. There's also data you have in the cloud that you're not aware of. And that is really creating a gap in your security analysis. So the advice would be to start by mapping out all of your providers, all of your third parties, fourth parties, and making sure that you check where your data is residing. That's really the key.
Awesome. Thanks, Mathieu. And that's all my questions for today. Thank you very much again. And for any more content on data storage, backup and compliance, please visit computerweekly.com/storage.